All right. So we are recording now. And Chief Downing, have there been any updates to the fire hydrants being drained?
We're still doing investigations on the fire hydrants. Right now, we have got no substantial leads. We've had several people concerned about it. We've had a lot of people call us and tell us that they'd be more than glad to collect $1,000, but they haven't heard anything yet from anybody. So right now, everything is pretty close-lipped on everything that's happening right now.
I understand. And have you heard any more about any more specifics about how much damage was done?
The damage we had was approximately $5,000 worth of damage. That's counting with our overtime for the street workers to replace parts of the street that was undermined by the water and refilling the water tower. We had approximately 360,000 gallons of water that we had lost.
And I can imagine that must have been a pretty big safety concern, right?
That's a very big safety concern. Thing about it is we have schools, we have a hospital here, we have motels, a lot of residential. Thing about it is if we had a major fire and had no way to get extra water to the firemen, they could have been in a building been on fire, and they could have burnt. So it's a very big concern. It's just not something we're looking at as a prank.
I understand. Do you, if this person is arrested, do you know what kind of charges they could face?
Yes, it'd be felony charges. It'd be tampering with a government utility. I'd like to iterate, if anybody has any information concerning this, I'd like for them to give me a call at 660-335-6823. That would be the Sweet Springs Police Department.
All right. And I've never tried to open a fire hydrant. It seems like it would be difficult, so or special tools would be required. Is that correct?
That is correct. They take a special tool. They call it a fireman's tool, and it takes several turns to turn on this water. It's not something when you turn the head on, one or two turns around, turns the water on. It takes several turns, and it takes a special wrench, same wrench. We also fit the caps that open up the fire hydrant, so you can hook your hoses on them, the water goes through.
I understand. And how many fire hydrants were opened?
Well, right now I'm just saying several fire hydrants. I'd like to leave that amount disclosed for right now, investigative purposes.
Okay, I understand. And remind me exactly what night and about what time this is believed to have taken place?
This would have been taking place sometime between 1 a.m. and, I want to say, 4:30. We started receiving calls about 4:30 about low water pressure.
All right. Well, Chief Downing, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Nothing at this time.